Merry Christmas. I am your father.
Are you going to talk that low the whole time?
No.
That's his Delilah voice. That's his quiet. Listen, quiet fire.
Like this the whole time. Is that all right?
Yes, you know, perfect.
Is that good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
I like your Delilah voice. Hey, bartender, pour it long. Hey, bartender, make them strong. You're listening to The Long Pour, the podcast where we drink and bring you our favorite drinking conversations. You're with the A-Man.
And Krusty. Also today, we have Nathan Peters here to tell us about Best Dead City Music Festival, Friday, August 9th. Doors open at 5. Make sure to get your tickets. Nathan, tell us about Turbo Slacker's CD release, or well, album release.
It's vinyl record. Release at the Bright Side, August 9th, which is amazing. We have international touring artists, Death Dynamic Shroud, Backstabbeth, Lung, Abertooth Lincoln, Turbo Slacker. It's our album release, so that's who we are. E-Man Jones, Amazing Hip Hop from Dayton, Ohio, Grand Grand, Internet Wizard, Pseudonym, Bomb Bunny, Moira, Nick Kazernis, Cage Fame, and DJ Kurtastrophe, who has an amazing studio in Kettering. You should come to this. It's $20 in advance. It's stupid. My sister, my amazing Elizabeth Cooper, is our presenting sponsor. The Barrel House is another sponsor. And the Long Pour is another sponsor, and here we are today to talk about the Long Pour and why you need to listen.
Absolutely. We couldn't be happier to be a sponsor for such a great event. Very eclectic group, a lot of people from Dayton, a lot of good music acts. I recommend it to everybody.
Nathan, why don't you hold up that poster one more time? It has all your needs, friends. It has music. It has housing needs, drinking needs, and podcast entertainment needs. Like, it's not even a trifecta. It's a what? A quadfecta?
Absolutely.
Quad works, right? It has everything on that poster.
And the story behind Bested City is, like, my bandmate, Nate, was... You know, like somebody he moved from Cincinnati, right, to Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Which, thank you. We welcome you, right? You know, but somebody told him, he was like, you know, Dayton's kind of dead. But they were like, it's the best dead city.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
which makes a lot
of sense. And that's how we got the name for the best dead city.
I dig that. Yeah. I do.
It's just like,
that's great.
You know, like, we had all these companies leave us and, like, leave so many people homeless after GM and all these different companies just
NCR,
kind of evacuated. Like, NCR, right? You know, so it's the best dead city, you know, because we've done well. I mean, like, it's a... Like, downtown's better than it has ever been in my lifetime that I have a recollection for.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of independent businesses, mm-hmm, and organizations. You know, I mean, it's downtown's definitely different, but I really feel like it's come up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all the independent businesses that support Heart and Mercantile Clash are going to be selling some of their wares there that night.
Like, very, you know, cool.
Like, we're just trying to bring everybody together. And
Dayton has some coolness to it. Like, absolutely. It has a classic vibe, it has a kind of a rebirth vibe. Mm-hmm. There, and that, you know, it sounds like that's what you guys are kind of about, showing that Dayton still alive. Not on that poster, but Marion's Pizza and Esther Price Candy, two of the best brands in the entire world, in my opinion, in Dayton.
I mean, If you get it extra crispy.
preach, brother. You yeah. Give a quick, go ahead, I'll allow it. Give a quick well, breakdown, like, on that order.
If I want the cracker square cut pizza, I want it to be crispy and amazing, and I want it to be slightly burnt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Krusty gets the same thing.
Yes.
So any of the thin crust pizza that I get, it's got to be burnt.
So when you order it, do you say well done, or do you say?
I say well done every time. Okay. Sometimes it does not happen that way.
I said well done. Damn it!
I mean, yeah. Like, I also love Donatos, right?
But Donatos, like, is a good Donato's pie. Columbus, Ohio.
You know, Ohio. And when I was a kid, my grandparents lived in Columbus, and we had Donatos pizza. And, like, you didn't have to order it any specific way. Mm. It was just magnificent, glorious food that you put in your mouth. And and you know, it's not so much that now. Sorry, Donato.
Oh, you know, I think Donato's is still a good pie, man.
It is good. No, it is good. But you have to, like, specifically get it a certain way. And it's store to store, right? Like, they don't have consistency across.
That's my only I mean, complaint. I'm always going to go to, like, Joe's or Marion's.
Yeah, Joe's, Marion's, Cassano's even.
Oh, yeah.
I had a salty Cassano's pizza, and I ask them always to put less salt on the crust, and they never do.
They can't do it.
It's not allowed.
Yeah. If you own a franchise, you have to give a heart attack amount of salt.
It's part of the waiver.
I love the tiny square pizza. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do love that pizza. Like, it's kind of like a mix between bar pie and just, like, super crusty, crispy pizza, and it's so good.
Absolutely. And we have long planned, and we'll do a pizza episode on the Loud Court.
Please.
Yeah.
We'd
love to have you back. We're going to do Joe's, Marion's, Cassano's, and Ron's.
We can maybe bring definitely those three, and possibly Ron's, and open to some other places as well. But we're going to give a rating, a true feel of the of the Dayton style pizza.
But I feel like there's some Inglewood / Vandalia places that are in that mix.
We're open, dude.
We're going to end up with 12 pizzas.
Yeah,
we're going
to
be well,
let's leave go. Us alone. We're fat we're and we like to eat.
No, I mean, I want to be done with you guys completely when we eat all that pizza.
Be like, I'm embarrassed. I can't even look at another.
Let's go full Dave Portnoy and just be like cheese only, and we only eat like a bite or whatever, and just go to, like, every single place that does, like, thin crust pizza.
What is one bite? Everybody knows the rules, but that guy always eats like an entire piece.
He's like, and one bite, everybody knows the rules, and it's like four bites later, seven bites later before he even grates pizza.
Meanwhile, he chews with his mouth open too, so those videos can be a little hard to watch, but he's doing pretty well with them.
Yeah, he figured the pizza game out.
You know, I don't trust him. He went to Michigan. I don't trust him. I know he's the biggest thing. Dave Portnoy, I know you're listening to the Long Pour. I don't trust
sure
you.
Sure, he's listening.
So come to us for the definitive Dayton pizza review, and without besmirching Marion's, you know, good name.
He gave Marion's like a 7.3 or something, which seems a little high.
I'm not. Is going to take me to a dark place.
It's not his type of pizza.
He's a New York style, isn't he?
But he loves bar pie.
He does,
which is like straddles the line of like little thin crispy pieces.
But I don't think he's going to grade like a Dayton, what we call Dayton pizza, on the same scale as he would like what he's into.
Yeah.
You know, you know what? Now you guys have ticked me off. Like, he came here, I think it was February. He takes his Marion's, he walks it out. It's blowing wind through the super thin crust. Like, that's not how Marion's was meant to be eaten. You eat it piping hot on your table with a pitcher of beer.
You get it piping hot, but that's hard.
No!
It's hard nowadays. I'm serious, bro.
Did he get it cooked in the old oven?
He got it cooked somehow and let February Ohio winds blow through it for 25 minutes. And then he's like, no, I'll eat it.
He gave it actually a very good score. I would not have given Marion's that good of a score.
I'm fine.
It's not like he's throwing out tens all the time.
I love Marion's Sometimes.
I'm fucking fired up, man.
I'm sorry. I like.
Taste it the right way.
I think Pizza Factory is better than most of the time.
Pizza Factory is underrated. This isn't the Beats episode,
Nathan. This isn't the Beats episode. This isn't the Pizza episode.
Why are we trying to stop what's happening? Like, let's just talk about pizza because I'll. Fucking love pizza.
Chef Nathan. All right, I'll give you one more.
I made you a pork chop. Embrace that pork chop. And I know what I'm talking about pizza.
I still dream about that pork chop.
Before we take a break, I do want to say that when Nathan was last on the podcast, he brought and cooked the most amazing pork chops I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Those pork chops were beautiful.
They were orgasmic.
We are so lucky in Dayton, Ohio that we have Dorothy Lane Market where
we can
get these like amazing products. Like I don't buy like my regular groceries from Dorothy Lane Market, but when I want something really nice, I go and get it from Dorothy Lane Market. And you can go get pork chops for three people for like $21 that are like basically the bacon pork chop.
Those pork chops were amazing, the bacon and pork chop, right? It was heaven on earth.
I don't have to do much. I just marinate them a little bit and grill them to perfection, and it will like be like, that's the best thing I ever had. You know, so much in cooking is just like product, right? Like if I have the best product that I can possibly give you, cook it well. You know,
I would like to say while we're plugging local businesses and we're talking about grocery stores, I want to give a shout out to Dots Market.
Oh yeah,
great prices, dude, great products.
They got Wagyu. They got the American Wagyu. I think you know, but
I went there and had like a steak and egg for breakfast for like insanely cheap.
Yeah,
you're not going to get that price anywhere. And it's
Dots is amazing.
Man. It is great. And the owner's a great guy.
Dude, when I want to go make like my own cheery queso or something like that, you know, like I go get like white American cheese and I get white provolone sliced from the deli and I chop it up and then I cook it in a sauce, right? But like, I'm going to go to the Dots for that thing. So, like,
absolutely.
Dayton, Ohio has more independent grocery stores than probably anywhere else in the country has at this point.
They have been closing rapidly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think truly, like they're disappearing. We are so lucky to have places like Dorothy Lane Market, Dots Market.
Absolutely.
Those two. They're basically the only local.
But they're renowned. Like Dorothy Lane's known nationwide.
Which is a great sign of people supporting their community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Neither one is going anywhere. Dorothy Lane Market is probably like the place that's going to like just thrive, right? Dots has its place. For sure.
Yeah.
Like they have such a good reputation for meat.
Yeah, they've got a pretty
good... It's an amazing deli. Amazing deli. You pick up your steak to grill. Yeah. And I love how much you love food because I'm a fat kid at heart.
Me too.
And I will let you... I cut you off before we do a shot for Shot Clock. I will let you describe... You threw out Pizza Factory, which is also a local Dayton thing. Mm-hmm. They do very unique specialty pizzas. Give a quick description. Just let us know what's your favorite. What's your go-to pie from Pizza Factory? And then we'll do a shot.
So from Pizza Factory, I love their just like straight up pepperoni pizza. But I would probably also love their cheese.
Let me just say
because Pizza Factory, like Bill Evans makes his own dough. You know, I bought. At different places I worked, pizza dough from him. He sells pizza dough to a lot of different places.
Okay.
You know, he's like prolific in pizza making. He makes really good dough. I love the cornmeal on the bottom of the crust. I love how light and airy the pizza is. And I like how crispy it can be. Mm-hmm. So, like, to me, Pizza Factory is the best pizza deal in town. And on Mondays, you can buy one, get one free.
That's a win.
And like, that is a win. I rehearse on Mondays, and oftentimes I will buy one, get one free. I'll get a cheese and a pepperoni. seems bland to people, but also like my Jewish friend who's in my band and my pork eating friends can both be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great deal for like $25, and it's great pizza. Everything is made in house. Like, how do you like Pizza Factory should be ruling the world, and maybe the only reason why they're not is because they have factory in their name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was like a thing. They used to have locations on Salem Avenue. Mm-hmm. You know, like
my dad
used to buy like 12 pizzas for a birthday party for them. Like, because it was good. It was good.
It is good.
It's always been good. It's consistent and it's still good.
Mm.
They started out in Canal Street Tavern.
I did not know that.
They sure did. That's his fucking start, right? Making pizza was like they had a kitchen in Canal Street Tavern, which is now Canal Street Deli, which my friend Rob, who was the tour manager for the Afghan Whigs, now currently owns and also owns Thai Nine. I mean, like, Dayton is amazing. That's yes. like the whole circular point. Like,
also, they have the best pinball machines in Dayton.
Yes, they do.
And pretty good sandwiches as well. But on that note, I think it's time for a shot clock, guys. We've gotten completely off topic, but I love it.
Let's do it.
This is how we go.
Shot clock.
That in med school that you obviously didn't get into.
Krusty here, reminding you to please check out our socials at The Long Pour, all one word on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe. The Long Pour 80 Proof, that's number 80 on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. At Pour Long on the app, formerly known as Twitter, also on Facebook.
Magic.
And we are back. We are back from the shot clock, and with the help of the great Nathan Peters of Turbo Slacker, we got completely derailed during the first half, but in the best way, talking about food, talking about if there's one thing the Long Pour likes as much as drinking, it's pizza.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
And Dave.
So many good.
Right. Yes, I will. One more shout out of anger to Dave Portnoy for besmirching the good name of Marion's, even though he gave it a solid.
He gave it a good score.
He could have just like thrown it down the drain, flushed it down the toilet. And to his credit, he did not do that.
Kind of should be thrown down the drain.
I've not had the bad experiences of Marion's that you've had. I still get it piping hot. I still get it good.
Maybe you go do the wrong one.
We need to stop. This is my fault. I shouldn't have brought pizza up. Nathan is already trying to take his phone and order a pizza in the middle of the podcast. So let's talk about one freaking topic like before we go. We give you advice. We're fun to hang out with. We give you drinking advice. We give you cool places to go. We give you good bands to listen to.
We tell you all about Dayton.
Yes.
Oh, Dayton is amazing.
It's the best dead city.
It's the best dead city.
See what I did there? Oh, here comes the poster. Again, my fault. the great Nathan Peters. But sometimes you run into, hey, where, you know, things don't always go as planned. Wherein our relationships go bad. Wherein our our late 30s.
We are not in our 30s.
God damn.
I feel like Tinder is the best place if you're in your straight late 30s, right?
He doesn't even wait. He's just going. So there's long for advice number one. Get on Tinder immediately.
Like to get really good relationship.
Right.
You know, if right. you're trying to go long term, Tinder seems the place.
go to ChristianMingle.com if you want that short term fling. And Tinder if you want that long forever flame. If you want
the long forever flame.
Jesus goodness.
I had a brief experience with dating apps.
Sorry. Can I? But we jumped ahead.
All right, sorry.
We already gave you point advice number one. Get on Tinder for long true love. But how do you, at our age, like what, you know, we don't plan to be on apps at this age. So, like, things have to go wrong, like, first.
Yeah.
Can I just say one little thing?
You're going to, anyway.
The first record I ever put out was called When Things Go Wrong.
Was it about dating or was it about...
No.
Was it about bad pizza?
Just, I don't know. It was called When Things Go Wrong, and somebody said in an article in the early 2000s, right, like 2001, was like, well, the album's called When Things Go Wrong. It should have been called When Things Go Right. Yeah, because they were like
so wrong, nicely, it's so right at the
very
same time.
Nicely, like being like very nice to me.
That's a yin and yang. Get wrong. You need some wrong to have some right.
Vinyl Dies, maybe was the band. And my sister was also in that band.
She was, yeah. Wow.
Vinyl Dies.
How am I going to... So, wrong, right, have a little bit of both, but Krusty has had, you know, before we give the definitive long poor dating advice, like, what is your nightmare? I say that affectionately. So there is, can you give, without maybe being too personal, like, is there something you're like, dude, I thought I was on the right, you know, right relationship, right place, and like, holy crap, all of a sudden it's just like, boom, bad. You see what I'm saying?
To be boom, fair,
give a quick.
The relationships like I had wrong. That went completely wrong, like getting set on fire while sleeping, there were signs.
Did she use matches or what did she use to set you on fire?
Lighter fluid. And I don't know what she used to ignite the fire, but I'll tell you this. It is no way to wake up.
Yeah. Did you stop, drop, and roll to put out the...
I was sleeping, so I was screaming and smacking my face. I got real lucky. I had some burns on my mouth. And I was wearing a retainer, mm-hmm. so I have a black spot on said retainer.
That takes a lot to get through the mouth to the retainer.
It
Nathan, to blacken that retainer
when things go wrong.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
So that is a sign that your relationship has gone bad.
There were many signs before that. Mm. I guess my advice is don't ignore red flags because you don't want to get set on fire.
That is fantastic advice. Do you have anything like a relationship goes bad? You should have seen it or whatever. Can it just happen and you're just like, all right, it's time to move on. You pass on that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What about you, A-Man?
I would say you know things need to change when things that originally attracted you to a person, like after years, 10, 15, but it doesn't matter the years, but like the things that you used to really like about them, you now can't stand about them. It's like everything about this person annoys you. I won't make it personal, but I will give. Imagine you are,
Beyonce.
You know what? I was going to go music, but not the great Beyonce, who has never done anything wrong in life. She's basically perfection.
Absolutely.
But the great. How about take it to the 80s and rock the great Tommy Lee. Of the OK Motley Crue.
Motley Crue is on my top five list of overrated bands.
Okay, but they did. Overrated. But they did. They had a run. A lot of people loved them. You know, Tommy Lee's just crazy rocker. Notorious for having sex with everyone and also having a great penis. And he...
That's a little bit, you know.
What?
What's great about something that comes with disease?
It's a fair question. It's a valid point, but notorious for that. And he has his story. He's this bad boy, so that's how, you know, how he attracted women. And there's a famous story where he, you know, was doing drugs and he, heroin, and he, like, basically killed himself. And, like, woke up in the ambulance and revived and went to a red light and then left the ambulance and went to, like, continue partying. Like, look how awesome I am, like, because I'm such a partier. Now imagine dating him and, like, you heard that story and you're like, I'm just going to say Pamela Anderson. Like, you're like, oh, look at this bad boy. But then after 10 years and he tells that story maybe a million times, you're like, okay, well, yes, I've heard the story. Yes, you live.
Well, I imagine, like, for her, she's like, all right, I'm over this story. Yeah. Also, you gave me hepatitis.
I wish you did die. Like, what?
Also, you're garbage town.
So that when you when those things start to change, and you're like, dude, I just can't deal with this person anymore. Let's get out of Dodge and let's start anew. And get on Tinder.
Yeah. Tinder. That's circle, full circle. Tinder, that's where you want to go for, like, long-term, conscious, you know, like real relationships. That's where you want to go, Tinder.
Is that...
That's all I know.
So that's the only advice from Nathan. Is that going to Tinder?
Yeah,
is that
going to be? Seems like heard it's it Tinder. Here
first. Is that going to be the long boys only dating advice?
We got to give a top five.
I gave good advice. Okay. Don't ignore red flags. I mean, because you don't want to get set on fire.
Okay,
so or that, other.
So I guess I all my big mouth. I'm the only one that hasn't given advice. Like you said, you said. Not annoy. You said don't ignore red flags.
Don't ignore them.
You said get on Tinder. I'll say, as a man, be tall. Great. Very, very. It's very helpful if you are a tall human. Women will like you very much more than if you are not tall.
So
that's horrible advice. Hey guys, so if you're not tall, grow. Go ahead and get taller.
Yeah.
Stretch. So you could get those.
Make yourself before you make yourself.
Are you 40 and single? Yeah. It's not too late to grow 6 more inches.
That's right. They have those contraptions where you can kind of hang upside down, let gravity take over, little like spine stretching, back stretching. You'll be taller.
So you're saying money. Or Tinder.
Money was also, that's advice number 4.
Oh, okay.
So let's go ahead and let's just make it a top 5.
Actually, you know what could probably help? Sponsoring the long pour.
Ooh.
Listening to the long pour will definitely make you more popular with the ladies or men, whatever you're into.
Okay.
Or it won't. But that's also okay.
Okay. Dude, down the line, here's your top 5, and then friends, we're going to go out and we're going to hit the bar. You're going to do your own thing. But if you remember anything about this podcast, Dayton has great pizza. Turbo Slacker is playing the Dead City music video.
Best Dead City.
And I fumbled the words there, but Nathan is holding that as a mask over his face, so it's very clear to see if you're watching us on YouTube. But let's take him out with our, once again, reiterate the long pours top 5 advice for dating. We'll start with you.
You know, be yourself. That's the kind of relationship you want to be in. Somebody that loves you for who you are, and don't ignore red flags.
So, Jesus, just...
How many was that?
It was just two. The red flags.
Two.
The be yourself is kind of bullshit.
You know, honestly, being a good human matters, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And so, be a good human. Strive to date people that are also good humans. And then reproduce so we have more good humans in the world. That's three.
So you advise not to wear condoms?
Yeah.
The long pours, definitive advice. Don't be a trash bag of a human being. Be tall. Don't ignore red flags. Get on Tinder. Don't wear condoms. And... I'm sorry, this is the summation of everything that you said.
And also, we had one, two, three, and you had two more.
And also, be a good human.
Original ideas. Do you have two original ideas in you?
Be tall.
Be tall. That's
one, two, and three in my book. That will be helpful.
Well, if I could just, you know. They make extenders, you know.
Stretch out. Use gravity.
Gravity, and medication.
Yes. Yeah. Don't lift it. Do your morning stretches. Hang upside down on whatever that contraption
is. Make yourself be taller and longer for the long pour. You need that, you know.
Extends for your back.
Extends for the world.
Yes,
because everybody needs that extend.
And I'm calling it. But get a date, and you definitely should take them to the Bright Side on August 9th, Turbo Slackers release show. And we're going to get a pizza and go to another location. Thank you so much for listening.
And seriously, guys, don't be a trash bag of a human being.
Absolutely.
See you next time.
Be good.
Till next time.